This is Keaton. How can I help you?
Keep me, please, Linda. I'm still under the weather. That's why I haven't been able to talk
to
you. But anyway, I'm under the weather. I'm really sick. But the thing that bothers me, when you said, why did I need the price increase? Well, I don't know why you said that, because when I asked some friends of mine that, and then I asked somebody that offered me a really good price, they said that didn't make sense because everybody wants to get the best price, especially if they have a high loan like I have. And then you keep telling me, what do I want that would satisfy this? And I don't know what the best price is. And some people offer me what they think it's worth, and I'm asking you what you think it's worth, and you keep changing because I get better prices. And I don't know why everybody then give me the highest price instead of doing it. I'm just asking you, you know? And then you say, yeah. I know you've been by my side.
Yeah, if I was in your shoes, I would feel the same way. Of course, you want the absolute most money. And Lucinda, I'm going to be
well, everybody does.
I want to be able to give you the most money for it. But the
But why can't you just say,
concern,
hey, this is
I'm
what
sorry.
It's worth. This is what it's worth. This is what you're going to get for the best price from anybody. Because that's what some people are telling me that I can – they're giving me a price, which is really good, and they're saying to me that's the best I'm going to get from anybody, and they're offering me that price,
mm-hmm.
which is really good, the price. One group offered me $315,000 right off, Keaton. I'm not lying to you.
Oh, I believe,
and that was pretty good.
I believe it, Lucy.
And I've been offered more than that since then, but I'm just, I mean, y'all have had really low price. Kava had a really low price. You were the ones that said it had to be tore down. You're the only ones, I think, that said that. Everybody else said, being condemned, it had nothing to do with structure, and they didn't have that marked on it. It was just needing to be cleaned up real good.
Yeah, I'd love to.
One person said $6,000 to clean it up. I don't know what the total would be, but
yeah,
I'm just giving you what
one.
I don't know if you can hear me, but anyway. But one group said $6,000 to clean it up like it should be. I don't know if that's actual or not. I have no clue about any of this, Keaton. I'm such a novice at this. I'm just trying to get the very best price for the loan that I have that's so bad that I got stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing this initially, I was under stress because of the foreclosure and then my car burning up. Two very stressful things. I'm not now, so I'm in a better frame of mind that I'm going back and reading the text from everybody, and it's hit me in between the eyes,
yeah.
Which you said about why did I need this increase? I don't even know why you asked that, because everybody wants, why do we work? We work because we want a paycheck. Why do we sell a house? Because we want the best price we can get. Everybody wants that.
Okay, Lucinda, are you calling to vent to me, or were you calling to
get... Yeah, I'm calling about that too, and I'm just trying to ask. I'm just confused. Because I know you said you're out for my best interest, which I don't doubt. I'm not questioning that, Keaton. But
mm-hmm.
then when I read that, I just get confused. I'm just asking you about that. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, Lucinda. And I'd love to explain it to you, but you got to hear me all the way through. Okay? So my biggest concern is that other investors are going to be offering you a higher price, especially after you tell them what a previous contract was presented to you. So, of course, they're going to offer you slightly more money because they see how much of an emotional state you're in. They're going to understand, like, oh, Lucinda really wants to make some money right now. I'm just going to offer her 10 more grand, 20 more grand. And then once they get you in a contract, they're immediately going to start lowering their price during the inspection period. They're going to be like, oh, hey, I didn't realize that this house needed some structure work. I actually can't give you $315. It's actually going to be $280. And then they're going to keep doing
that.
Yeah,
you told me that.
They're just going to keep doing that until they give you the market value, like what the market is willing to pay for it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, Lucinda. I'm not trying to withhold any money from you because, to be honest with you, I don't even remember what we offered the price to you. We've bought so many houses since I've last spoke to you. Like, it's not like this one house is going to make me rich, all right? Like, I'm buying so
many. No, I didn't even think that. I'm not even thinking that.
So we're literally doing this out of the kindness of our heart. Like, we understand that you're in a sticky situation, and that's why Forrest and I, when we got the web form, we stopped everything we were doing. We drove straight to your house. We missed meetings just to be there for you, because we knew how serious it was for you. And that's why we offered you a fair price that we know we could deliver on. All right, we're not here to, because it seems like time is of the essence. It seemed like you weren't trying to wait any longer. So we offered you a fair price that we could deliver that price to you and get that money in your pocket as soon as possible. I would mm-hmm. feel like I'm doing you a disservice if I promised you over $300,000, and then I am not able to deliver that number to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you don't know what I also was told that if I get a lawyer involved, that they can't change the price. Is that true? To get my contract.
Contract. I mean, yeah. Lawyers have to obey
to get it done.
Contract.
I'm just telling you what one person told me.
If that would make you more
comfortable,
I would get, if that makes you more comfortable, I would get a lawyer involved, and your lawyer can sit down with my lawyer, and we can go over the paperwork all together.
Oh, well, they told me to get my lawyer first if I had a contract and get him to give different things about it and then go back to the lawyer. Now, that's what I've been told from two different – one was a friend and one was a group. I don't know. I'm just getting really confused. I don't have to rush into this, which is good now because I have paid it up. So you're right. I was stressed out about the time. That's
uh-huh.
no lie. But I am learning a few things as I go, but different people – I have even told him what I was offering when they offered me a higher amount. That I have promised you that I never gave him any amount. I'm just giving you an amount that I was given. So I don't know what to think. I know that they have the wrong information in Zillow. They have it 2 baths. It's 2.5 baths. They don't have any bedrooms.
Yeah.
Three bedrooms.
Yeah, fortunately.
I don't know.
You saw the property.
Yeah, I know you did. I'm just saying Zillow's price for the fair market value I don't think is accurate because they don't have the right specs. And I was told the square footage is more than the 18 something. I have to go back and find out why they think that. Two different groups told me the price, the square footage is more than that. So I need to know where they got that from. I'm working so much and I'm also sick right now, but I'm trying to get some things straight. I wanted to get all that up front before I talk to you. But I appreciate you calling. I promise I'll get back. I'm really not feeling well. I missed work yesterday and today with my bronchitis. But anyway,
what's holding you back from selling the house?
I need to pack a lot of stuff up before I even think about it. There's too much I have to pack yet in the basement. I got a lot in the kitchen.
Okay.
I've gotten a lot done since
so
I've seen you,
where,
but I've still got a lot
where,
of time.
You're not ready to sell at all?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm so sick right now, I can't even start packing until I feel better. I was doing good till I got sick and started working more. I started working more because a lot of people out with respiratory. And when I was working regular, I was doing good. But then this hit with everybody being sick at work and then me being sick that has put me behind the eight ball.
Gotcha.
That's another reason I've had to
Lucinda,
it's not that I'm trying to drag my feet.
Are you able to keep up with the monthly mortgage and the taxes that are coming up on it? Are you able to hold on?
Well, what I pay includes the taxes every month for the escrow, and that's not an issue. But I'm making good money now because I'm working extra since people are sick. That's
okay.
The only reason I can pay that.
Gotcha.
But I'm not trying to drag my feet. I want to get that off my neck. It's not that I want to keep the house. I don't plan to keep the house. I'm just trying to get better that I can get back on it and pack up some stuff again, Keaton. I'm really trying to do everything right. I'm just under the weather right now, and I'm really working like crazy. It just happened that way. Maybe it's meant to be. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Lucinda, we've been honest and upfront, and like I said, we'd like
to.
We don't need the house, but we'd be happy to help you in your situation. But it seems like this might be something we got to revisit in another 6 to 12 months.
Oh, I'm not going to be that long doing it. That's ridiculous. But whatever you want to do is fine, Keaton. I just know the next couple of weeks I'm got to get better. I'm not planning to keep it 6 or 12 months, my God. Anyway, I'm sure I'm not going to be working like this the next 6 or 12 months anyway to even think about that.
So
But
what
anyhow,
is your time frame?
I have no clue. I have got to pack up. I've got to get well. And I've got to get slowed down on my job a little bit, which I think the next month will be slower. See, realistically, I think February is a good time to think about this.
All right,
At
Lucinda.
the end of February. But right now, I want to pack up and get out of there. I'm not, this all hit me with my cold and the working more. Because I was doing pretty good packing after y'all left until I got sick. Then they started having me working almost 70, I mean 65 hours a week. I just can't do anything when I'm working like this. I'm too tired to do any packing.
So I'll reach out to
So,
you in February and
yeah, let's do it around the 20th again of February. I think realistically
how
that'll be a good time.
long. What's
That'll
that?
be a good time.
Okay. Would you prefer to do
Yeah, I'm not
paperwork
trying to
in
drag
person
your
or
feet.
email?
I'm not trying to drag my feet. I got to get on it.
I got you. Well, you know how Forrest and I work? We're willing to drop everything we're doing the day you're ready to do some papers.
Right, thanks again, Keaton. You take care and God bless.
God bless you, Lucinda.